Coverage of the Nebraska State High School Track and Field Championships continue here. Get a chance to talk to a lot of great former McCook teachers, coaches over the past 2 days. Rich Roders, and we talked to Nate Newhouse, and it wouldn't be a state track and field meet. I ran to this guy here yesterday, and I said, hey, we got to talk. And he said, yeah, we got to talk about the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame a little bit. And Coach Mike Rasmussen, they're keeping you busy here, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, Rich, this is always one of the best parts of the year, is to come down to Omaha to Burke Stadium, the newly renovated Burke Stadium, and be a part of the state track meet.
I tell you, you miss those days of Coach's Coffee Club and stuff like that, coming down for a roll and a cup of coffee on those Saturday mornings, don't you?
Yeah, you know, that was always a good time. Anytime you get a free donut, that you're going to be there, right?
Exactly, Ryan. And I know you love, you know, the cross country and the track and field scene. That's got to be one of your favorite sports, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm fortunate that I've been a part of state cross country as a course umpire. I think it's going on 21, 22 years. That's been when Larry Mooring was back at NSAA. He got me involved with that. And I've been involved now with the state track meet thanks to Nate Newhouse. I'm currently one of the head umpires. And that's really been a great opportunity.
Yeah, that's if some decisions or stuff like that need to be made, you're kind of on that crew, aren't you?
Yeah, the last couple of days were actually pretty good. We didn't have to do anything in terms of rule interpretation, but we're here. We do all the hurdle settings, and we do all of the umpiring around the track. So it's a busy time.
No question about it. Well, let's talk about the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame. You were involved with that, and tell us a little bit more. It's growing all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, this year we're really fortunate. We're part of the Passport program through Nebraska Tourism. The Hall of Fame, we moved into our facilities in January 2014. I have been there since day one, and we have gone to the point that we can arguably say it is the best high school sports Hall of Fame in the country. And we've had other states come in and comment about they can't believe what we have.
You have new inductees every year, and the classes, if folks follow high school sports over the years, you always recognize a lot of those names, don't you?
Yeah. With the new class coming in, we will be at 649 inductees into the Hall of Fame. All of those, of course, are featured in our Hall of Honor. We have a lot of electronics, a lot of technology in the Hall of Fame, and one of them is that you can pull up the bios on every one of these individuals. And, of course, we have two individuals from McCook, and Ron Coleman and Leo McKillop. But it's a very noteworthy group of people. There's a lot of names that you would recognize.
I tell you, that the selection has got to be tough because there are so many great names from the past that you want to, that should be inducted, but you can't do everybody at once, can you?
No. And one of the misconceptions is that people think that when they send in a nomination, it's an automatic deal. Rich, we probably have 800 files in terms of individuals, and 600 of those are what you would call active. So it's a major undertaking when we do make our decisions. And you got to take into consideration demographics. You got to take in consideration big schools, little schools. You got to take into consideration you don't want everybody from 2010. You got to go back and take a look at the whole picture. So it is a real challenge when you start trying to figure out who are going to be supposedly the 12 athletes, five or six coaches. We have a contributor and an official. So, it's a challenge.
You've got a great board to work with, and there's some other notables on this board. I think Coach Schoenfisch out of Cambridge, I think, has kind of helped out at times along the way, hasn't he?
Yeah, Dell has been a warrior for both the Hall of Fame and for the Coaches Association. He's been a real trooper. Of course, we have Dan Kieser on our board presently. We had a board meeting the other day. So we really have some neat people, and it's been an opportunity for me to get to know some of these individuals, and That's been a real privilege. It's been a real privilege. And so the opportunities to meet some of these inductees is really a neat opportunity also.
I know, folks, you're encouraging folks to stop by and pay a visit to the Hall of Fame when you can.
Folks, you're missing something. If you like high school sports, come visit the Hall of Fame. We are located in the NSAA building, which is to the north of Haymarket Park. We have over 7,000 square feet, and when we moved in, I thought, how the heck are we ever going to fill this place? And now I'm scratching my head going, okay, if we have this, what are we going to do with it? Because we have so many things that we like to share with the public. But if you're in Lincoln, we are open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 1 to 4. You can call me, and if I'm available, I'll come out and open it up for you. And all you got to do is say you're from McCook, and we'll try and figure out something.
Now, as I say, you're going to need a bigger building in the future, aren't you? Because it's just you're running out of space maybe a little bit, huh?
Yeah, you know, we've got to figure out, because we have new things coming in all the time, how we're going to display those. And we want to do service to the individuals that contribute those things. We're doing more and more trying to collect uniforms from some of the great athletes. They have to be out of high school 15 years, so you got to kind of plan ahead. But you take a look at some of those individuals, you think, you know, down the road, they're going to be a slam dunk. If we could get their high school uniform, that would be a real plus. So that's always one of our missions, and we're always looking for some kind of memorabilia. There's a lot of stuff out there if we can just get people to part with it.
So many great sports, and it covers all the fall, the winter sports, the spring sports, some great names, and there's, I'm sure your classes to come are going to be pretty darn good, aren't they?
Yeah, it's always exciting when our selection committee brings forth the ones that they've decided on, and, you know, you just shake your head and you go, holy smokes, there's a lot of work. We have to verify everything, but there's a lot of legwork involved when you start taking a look at the people that are going to be inducted. Yeah.
What do you think of the first couple of days of the state track and field meet? A and B didn't disappoint, did they?
No, there were some great performances. You know, last night, the conclusion, you know, the 4x4 is always one of the great events, and it didn't disappoint. We had great crowds. I was really pleased with what we saw yesterday in attendance, and of course, we know today with C&D there'll be a huge crowds, and the weather today, Rich, it looks pretty good.
So. No wind. I know the rain's kind of lurking a little bit. I know it's there's some chances, but hey, otherwise, a little cloud cover, no wind. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, the last 2 days, it looked like the flags all had starch in them, but they're hanging limp this morning. So hopefully that stays like that. And of course, the temperature right now is just about perfect for track and field.
We appreciate the time, Coach Rasmussen. I know you got family still back in good old Southwest Nebraska. Give Mark static every time I see him. That still remember the days of him running track and stuff like that. But I know you keep in touch with your boys a lot, don't you?
Yeah, Mark, of course, is back in Cambridge, and my oldest son Kirk is out in Denver. Kirk's son is into swimming, and Mark's son is into whatever sports in season. So, you know, we have those to look forward to for the next couple of years, and it'll fly by, that's for sure.
So, folks, remember the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame. When you come to Lincoln, and I take it open Monday through Friday, it's kind of the best times?
Wednesday through Fridays.
Wednesday. Okay.
Wednesdays through Fridays. And like I said, if you leave me a note or you send me a message, you have a group that you want to come bring down, by all means, it won't disappoint. I guarantee you that. There's something for everybody.